The Parshiyos of Vayakel Pekudei describe in great detail the creation of the Mishkan, and upon completion of all the different parts of the Mishkan, the Pasuk tells us, "Vayaviu es haMishkan el Moshe." It would seem strange that people involved in creating all the different components of the Mishkan did not bring it to completion on their own, but rather brought everything to Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi explains, "Lefi sheloi hoyu yochaylin la'akimoi." Rashi seems to say that it was physically impossible to pick up the Kroshim and complete the Binyan HaMishkan. They threw up their hands, and they therefore brought everything to Moshe Rabbeinu to see what he could do. Moshe Rabbeinu then wonders, if it wasn't physically possible for any human being, including a Gibor like Moshe Rabbeinu, so how is he supposed to do it? The Eibishter responds that Moshe Rabbeinu should do what he can, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make a nace, and the Mishkan would be erected supernaturally. And that explains the Lashon HaPasuk of Hukam HaMishkan, that it wasn't erected purely with Moshe Rabbeinu's strength, but Bederech Neis. Simply understood, the Kroshim were physically impossible to be lifted by human beings, and therefore even Moshe Rabbeinu was only able to do it through a Neis. However, Lefi Zeh, there are numerous questions to ponder. What does it mean that they were too heavy to be erected? I understand that something could be beyond the lift capacity of one person, but isn't just an issue of manpower? So why would they run to Moshe Rabbeinu as opposed to just assembling a larger staff that could together lift the Kroshim? Secondly, throughout the 40 years in the Midmar, we find the Mishkan being dismantled and put back together by the Levim by every one of the trips, Pirka Masois. Although there are Kadmonim that suggest that the same nace repeated itself every time the Mishkan was reestablished, the simple Lashon HaPsukim doesn't sound like that. And it seems to indicate that the Levim were able to do it without any special nace. How do we understand that suddenly in the Midbar they weren't so heavy? Thirdly, B'nai Yisrael and Parshas Truma are given a tzivui of a kamtas HaMishkan k'mishpotei. They were commanded to erect the Mishkan. If Rashi tells us that the Kroshim were impossible to lift, isn't it strange that they would be mandated to do something that was physically impossible? There are other difficulties in the Rashi. First, Rashi makes it sound like they came to Moshe Rabbeinu out of desperation. And then Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically left this job for Moshe Rabbeinu as he was not given any other opportunity to be involved in being in a Mishkan. Which one was it? Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give this job to Moshe Rabbeinu, or did they arrive at his door out of frustration? Also, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu this job as he felt bad that Moshe Rabbeinu was never given a chelik in being in a Mishkan, why give him a job that even he was incapable of doing? After all, he did not pick it up. He just went through the motions, and he didn't accomplish anything of his own. It was all hukam me'elo b'derech neis. Also, we know that there was a tzivui of Hakim Moisa to erect the Mishkan on our own. How was that mitzvah fulfilled if ultimately it was hukam me'elo b'derech neis? I think to gain a deeper understanding in Rashi, we need to examine more carefully the Medrash Tanchuma that Rashi is quoting. It seems clear that the incapability of the Oisei Melocha to pick up the Kroshim was not a natural heaviness, which could be mitigated by intensifying the manpower. It was rather a supernaturally induced heaviness that was specifically created to ensure that this job would end up on Moshe Rabbeinu and that he would get the opportunity to participate in this most chashuv task of bringing the Mishkan to fruition. Accordingly, we can understand how the Eibishter was mitzaveh the oisim melocha to be making the Mishkan, as they were physically capable of picking up the Mishkan without any special heaviness that the Eibishter created with Derech Neis. And we similarly can understand how the Levim were able to pick up the Kroshim in the Midbar. And what happened here was a supernatural intervention to avail Moshe Rabbeinu of this opportunity. We also now understand that on one hand they arrived and Moshe Rabbeinu had desperation, but Rashi is explaining that the background of this entire desperation was orchestrated to allow Moshe Rabbeinu this opportunity. But we still need to understand How was Moshe Rabbeinu meant to be placated with doing a charade of making believe that he's picking it up when really it's all a nes? And also, how can this be considered a kiyum of the mitzvah of Akei Moshe? In order to shed light on this chazal, I'd like to ponder another question. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu not given the opportunity to be involved in the Nidvas HaMishkon? The Sefer Milas HaTorah, the brother of the Goyin, he provides a mind-boggling insight. The Torah tells us the entire creation of the Mishkan needed to be an act of Nediva slave. The men and women that ran to give all their precious possessions toward this cause were doing an act of Nediva slave through parting with their dearest and most prized assets. Zok the Malas HaTorah, Moshe Rabbeinu was such an ishalikim that despite his vast wealth, he was still totally detached from his worldly possessions, and they were literally meaningless to him. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu did have much to offer towards the cause, but there would not be an act of Nediva slave, and therefore he cannot contribute to the cause. Besides this being a very powerful vart about the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu's ability to totally negate the finer things in life, the Milas HaTorah is giving us a whole new insight to the concept of Nediva slave. It was not an added element, a Tosefus Milam being in a Mishkan, but it was rather the entire essence of Nidus and Mishkan. To the extent that Moshe Rabbeinu's contribution was worthless if it did not come with the Diva slave, we similarly find the Torah throughout these five parashiyos repeating so many times the component of the Diva slave, which seems to confirm how essential it was for Nidus and Mishkan. But how do we understand why this is such a vital part of Nidus and Mishkan? I think the Torah is teaching us a huge yisoid that could revamp our entire attitude towards Avodas Hashem. On one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us to kaviyochol build him a home. Then we are meant to make a huge fundraising event to provide the resources for this home. We could get the feeling that all of this is a very practical project. Get the resources to make this building campaign possible and provide a home for the Shekhinah Kedosha. But of course, this is absurd. Does the Eibishter who proclaims in the Navi Chagai, Lia Kesev, V'Lia Zov, Der Eibishter really needs our donations of Kesev V'Zov? Does the Eibishter who's the Beirei Kol Olamos U'Mechadesh B'Tuva B'Chol Yom Tomid, does he really need our craftsmen to provide him with a home? Obviously not. So what is this all about? The answer is Rachmono Liba Boy. All the Eibishter wants is the relationship that is created through Nediva slave and the heartfelt sacrifice and devotion in both giving up all of their dearest belongings. The Eibishter was not focused on the creation of the Mishkan, but rather the Toichoi Rotzuf Avo, the tremendous Avo that permeated every inch of the Mishkan. We can now understand the unusual focus of the Torah in describing in great detail how zealous the men and the women were to give the shirt off their back at the first opportunity, because that's what it's all about. Not what they gave, but how they gave the Nediva slave, which is all the Eibishter is focused on. With this in mind, we can now understand how Chazal criticized the Nesiim, who said they wanted to wait to see what is brought by other people, and then they'll donate what's ever missing. Chazal say that the word Nesiim was written missing a yud to symbolize a lackluster attitude in their approach. The Mefarshim ask, isn't it a good cheshbon to wait and to see what is really going to remain lacking? The Rebbeinu Bechaya actually says that they meant l'shem shamayim, to be practical, making sure nothing was missing. So why were they faulted? When it comes to Nediva slave, there's no room for chashbonis. If you crave the relationship and you're so desperate to participate and be part of this project of there's no room to wait for the end. When it is a labor of love and a display of devotion, one is desperate to secure a slot. This you say that the Eibishter doesn't need our help or donations and is fixated solely on the Nediva slave comes along with a whole new approach to our chilek and avodas Hashem. It's not about owning the results. It's not about saving the day and getting the job done. It's all about rachmono liba boy, about pushing ourselves to our limits, b'chol lebavcho, b'chol nafshcho, b'chol maidecho, and the rest is not our geshäft. The Eibishter does not need our help, and either way, it's all Yad Hashem and not our accomplishments. We need to do our best, and the rest is beyond the scope of what we are expected to accomplish. Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to be part of the Melachas HaMishkan. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally wants to give him a chelek. And what does he do? He creates a nes that will force him to make believe that he's accomplishing. Isn't that strange? If he's already awarding a real chelik and being in a mishkan, why give him a fake charade where he's not accomplishing anything? The answer is adrabbe. That is what being in a mishkan is all about. That the Eibush is totally not focused on the accomplishment, but the nedivah slave, giving it your all. And that is exactly what the Eibush that was told Moshe Rabbeinu. Asoik ato biyotcho v'huniskat me'ilov. This was not a charade, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, put your whole heart into it. Imagine you're able to pick it up and give it every ounce of your koyach, and the rest is on me. This is the quintessential message of a nedivah slave. Don't own the result or the accomplishment, but give it your all with a nedivah slave. Accordingly, we can understand that this is actually a kiyum of HaKemoses HaMishkan, as all a person is ever meant to do, is put the effort towards the result. And so we find the Pasuk in Nasi saying, Vayihi b'chlois Moshe l'hokim es ha-mishkan, clearly indicating that the Torah considers Moshe Rabbeinu to be the one that was making the Mishkan. Va'al shmoi nikra Mishkan Moshe. We know how the Nafsha Chaim elaborates that the Bingen ha-mishkan is a microcosm of the Bingen ha-odom, as each yid contains within him a Mishkan. And we need to build that Mishkan with the same focus of Nedivah Salev, with the same idea of Rachmona Liba Boy. We need to gain comfort and chizuk that we are not being asked to own the result, but to give it our all. And we sustain the Mishnah, Lo Yalecho HaMelocha Ligmor. But at the same time, we need to stay focused that the Eibush that only has Nachas Ruach from a Yiddishkeit, born out of the Diva slave, where we have our hearts in it and are fully invested in our Avodas Hashem. We need to learn from the Nesiim that despite their noble intentions, they were criticized for not approaching Yiddishkeit with the gefil of relationship in a Diva Salev. As the Hasidim explain, the letter Yud was left out of their name to indicate that they might be doing Avodas Hashem and Kiyum Mitzvahs, but it was missing the Yid, the Yud, the Yid, the hearts, that is such an essential ingredient in our Yiddishkeit. As we try to survive in a world that is so focused on the bottom line, that worships the accomplishments and belittles the effort, the message of these parshiyos is to revitalize our Yiddishkeit and remember, Asoik ato biyodcho, va'asei et sholcho. Give it your all with the ganze hearts. And that's what the Eibushter wants from us. The Das Akenim Baal HaTosfos tells us that Rosh Chodesh Nisan was the day that Klal Yisrael experienced that Simcha Salev and Sipuk HaNefesh from the Nedivah Salev that they invested in the ultimate Hakamas HaMishkan. And that is the new meaning and motivation that we all, Emetz Hashem, will be able to experience in Arab Eretz Hashem as we read Parshas HaChodesh and celebrate Rosh Chodesh Nisan. A guten Shabbos and a guten Chodesh.